The Guest List on Classic FM with Anne-Marie Minhall.
And thank you for downloading The Guest List this week from classicfm.com. This week, Oscar nominated for his role in the thriller and the box office hit Blood Diamond, we hear from Jimon Hanzu.
It's great. It's, you know, again, anytime you get acknowledged for what you, you know, you passionately love doing, it definitely is a bonus for the work.
Clint Eastwood's new movie, Letters from Iwo Jima, also up for an Oscar next Sunday, comes under our reviewer's spotlight. And the renowned pianist Mitsuko Uchida tells The Guest List why she's relishing a series of concerts playing the music of Mozart.
I actually have pleasure and such joy playing Mozart. It is something so wonderful. He's changing his mood and his mind all the time. Within a second, it's like a clown, you see, showing smiling face on one side. He turns round and there's tear on his cheek.
Plus, we talk to an up-and-coming British cellist of whom there are high hopes, Richard Harwood. Labelled the greatest young cello talent since Jacqueline Dupré, 27-year-old Richard Harwood has just released his debut album. The CD of Beethoven and Chopin sonatas is out on the EMI debut series, which has a history of launching up-and-coming lights in classical music. When he came into Classic FM, I asked Richard Harwood if there'd been a defining moment when he knew he'd be following a musical path.
I think it's fair to say I developed far more quickly than most young musicians. And so in that sense, you know, I was giving performances, and quite prestigious performances, before, you know, one really registers making music as a career. And so in that sense, I think music and the cello kind of chose me, and so it was a very organic process. So there was not really a defining moment. I guess my, so to say, first professional concert took place when I was still very young, I mean, around 10 years old. And I guess for me that is what I consider sort of the beginning of the journey.
Tell us something about how you got to record for EMI Classics, and in particular this debut series, which is quite prestigious and is
absolutely
for sort of young and burgeoning musicians of the future. How did that come about?
Well, I believe that EMI had a sort of demo recording of mine, or the, you know, a kind of compilation of live performances. And then they offered me this opportunity, this wonderful opportunity, and that's been very, very exciting. The whole process from getting that invitation to choosing the repertoire with them to having just 4 wonderful days at Potton Hall recording, you know, it's an unforgettable experience and something I will never forget.
Now, you chose sonatas by Beethoven and Chopin for this CD. Why did you decide on those and the sort of 4 short works in there?
Well, the 4 short works are each works that have a sort of special place in my heart. They are works that particularly respond to me very well. I love them. The Beethoven sonata, well, Christoph Berner, the pianist on this disc, and I had played together a number of times previously, and we particularly liked playing Beethoven together. And so when we had this invitation to record the disc, we certainly wanted to include Beethoven. And the Chopin is something else that we also very much enjoyed playing, and we thought it blended very well with the rest of the repertoire on the disc.
Richard Harwood, and you can see him perform live in London at the beginning of March, Saturday the 3rd, at LSO St. Luke's with the London Charity Orchestra. And Richard Harwood will be performing the Beethoven Triple Concerto.
The Guest List on Classic FM with Anne-Marie Minhall.